The agreement was that I could invite as many artists as I wanted. I could have my solo show, and then I could have the invited artist show. And I invited 46 people. They all said yes. And they all had to have brand new work, work that had never been shown before. And that's what we've got in here. It's just absolutely fabulous. It makes my heart sing. And then my work is on the outside, surrounding theirs. Friday night, we're going to have this wonderful celebration and party. I hope the whole world comes. You're all invited between 5 and 7. And we have a lot of the people who've been wandering in and out right now are artists. And they're coming from 7 different countries and from all over the United States. Really, it's the places that I've taught. So
some of the work that I'm seeing here, and you are just in the process of hanging it up now here in the dairy, some are what people might traditionally think as more traditional fiber art quilts, but there are some ones that are just mind-blowing. They're 3D, there's a fish that's going to be hung from the ceiling, mm-hmm. there's stuff that looks even metallic.
Oh yeah,
there's stuff that looks like a pop-up book. I mean, talk about how you can have all of this under the umbrella of fiber art.
It's all made of fiber. And it's all art. It's as simple as that. There is no, we don't have any kind of parameters here. Use what there is. And you can refer to fiber in your work, and it can still be considered fiber. So if you're a painter and you're referring to fiber in your work, it's still fiber. And, you know, we've got one piece that's a gorgeous, gorgeous self-portrait that's oil, and it's sewn together. She did it in blocks, painted it in blocks, sewed it together, and her eyelashes are fiber. And it's still considered fiber, because she's called it fiber. Now, someplace else, they may call it a painting. We call it fiber. Or we call it mixed media if we want. And the pop-up book thing is all encased in fiber. And, of course, remember, paper's fiber.
Talk about your own pieces that are going to be on display.
It's all new work except for one. The one kimono, the blue one, that is hanging, was made at the request of a woman named Yvonne Porcella, who was the doyen of the quilt world, art quilt world, for many, many years. And she did a birthday for our Studio Art Quilt Associates organization, and she invited, it was going to be 25 years, she invited 25 artists. And because she loves kimono, so do I. She asked me to do a kimono for that. And of course, I wanted it very, very different. And I like the idea of deconstruction. I like the idea of making things, cutting them apart, changing them over the years, and putting them back together. Well, the blue piece went with that show, and it just came back from Singapore. So it traveled all over Asia.
Is this the first time it's on display in the U.S.?
And it's the second time. But it's the first time it's been displayed here locally in our Western area. So, and the other two are new. Everything else is new. I've worked on it for the last 2 years. So nothing is older than 2015.
It's a hive of activity today. People are hanging the pieces up, and many of the artists are here as well. How do you go about deciding how to display all of this stuff and, you know, the order and what things go
where? I have Helen Davis. Who has the most wonderful eye. But no, what we are looking for is we're looking for cohesion. We're looking for each piece to tell a story. And we're looking to see how the story moves. And if we put something that's radically different in with, let's say we put a radically different old-fashioned quilt in with something that is made out of mylar, for instance, one of the pieces made out of mylar, that looks so different than anything else, we wonder why those two go together. We're looking for correlation, but really it's a story. One of the examples of that is a piece called Clocking Out. Have you seen it yet?
No, let's have a look. Wow, so this, I'll have to get you to describe this, Judith.
Well, it's the fat lady at circus, and it's sculpture that's covered with fiber, and she is sitting on her pedestal that she would be sitting on at the circle, or at the circus, and out of the back of her is coming a very slim young figure. So she's clocking out. So this is an idea of sculptured fiber art. And Regina Benson, who is here, is hanging a fabulous, you can't see it yet, installation in the gallery that is, she'll bring you, yes, they're jellyfish.
And what are these made out of, Regina? You're the artist here.
They're actually made out of recycled bridesmaid's dress fabric. It's organza that I couldn't bear to give away years ago. And they're heat pressed and then burned with a soldering iron. And then they're stuffed with recycled bubble wrap and other clear things. And then each one is strung and hung.
This almost seems interactive. I mean, you can walk underneath it. I'm looking at pictures of here with children seeing previous exhibits.
Right. It is a favorite with children. They like to run around in it and stuff, and the slightest movement of air enlivens them, so they move around, and, you know, that's pretty exciting for everybody.
Yeah. Well, under this sea might be the theme, because we've got a fish that's also hanging from the ceiling.
Right, and then we'll have some lovely panels here.
Yeah, that
shibori
are
panels.
Yeah, that are very, very undersea-like. So, again, we're telling a story.